In spite of growing nativism, the U.S. economy remains as dependent on immigrant labor as ever. In fact, in the post-civil rights movement era, immigrants from Latin America and Mexico in particular have come to replace Black Americans as the country's super-exploited working class. There's no more dramatic example than that of the washerwomen. Once upon a time, these super-exploited workers were Black American women. Today, Mexican women do this unforgiving labor in New York City and across the country.
I came here to this nation for better opportunities for me and my family.
I'm from the state of Guerrero. I wanted to help my grandparents because one of them was very ill. I also wanted to continue my education.
I came with my husband and my two oldest children because I wanted a better life.
I'm from the state of Morelos, and I came to give my children a better future.
I came here to give my children a better future.
My name is Jacqueline Batista. I came hoping to give the family we leave behind in Mexico a much better future.
Can you give us a sense of how many workers there are, not only at this workplace, but across the city?
There must be many thousands. I understand that there are about 3,000 registered laundries with the Consumer Department in New York. If each laundry has two or three workers, there are laundries that have 10, 12. We are talking about 15 or 20,000 workers in New York City.
And that was Mao Magarias of the Laundry Worker Center in New York City. So what exactly happens to your laundry bag when it arrives at the laundromat? Can you tell the listening audience what this work entails for the women who work the laundries? Because we deposit clothes, but we know very little about conditions there.
The washer has to separate the clothes, but there are times when the clothes arrive very, very dirty with human excrement, human fluids, and there are just things one cannot stomach. Sometimes the smell is just too strong.
There's vomit in the clothes, clothes with excrement, with blood and needles. I got stuck with a needle once, and what did the manager tell me? Nothing happened to you.
We don't know if the needle was infected. In the case of all workers, they have developed skeletal muscular disease, muscle aches, finger pain, back pain, a lot of stress, headache, eye irritation, skin irritation, because many of the clothes come with dust. They are contaminated possibly with something, so all these problems are very serious.
Trabajamos en un basement, no hay ventilación.
We work in a basement. There's no ventilation. The only entrance is the main entrance where the customers come in. It's winter now, but it feels hot in there. When it's summer, it feels like an inferno in there. The conditions are terrible in that place.
Pésimas y peligrosas. Ya han habido incendios. Terrible and dangerous. Have there been any fires yet?
Parece que una vez algo flamable traía la ropa de un costume.
Yes, we had two fires. On one occasion, there was something flammable in the clothing that lit a spark, and a flame hurled out of the machine. The most worrisome thing is that the extinguisher was nowhere to be found. We were running around looking for it, and the manager didn't know where it was either. Finally, one of us dealt with the fire. And that is such a small, enclosed place that the smoke was trapped there. The boss made us clean up, but smoke lingered.
El humo se queda ahí. Entonces, la señora hace que uno
and the lady forced us to work under those conditions. I feel that they should train the managers on how to handle an incident like that one.
Siento que ellos deben de contratar o darle prácticas a un manager para que se haga cargo de esos incidentes.
¿Cuáles son las condiciones materiales? What do material conditions look like? How many hours do you work and how much do they pay you?
About 6 months ago, we were working almost 60 hours and no overtime, only $11 an hour. There has been discrimination by the owners.
I was always in a hurry to get the job done, but she only paid me $9 an hour, and the woman treats us terribly. And I always demanded that she pay me the minimum wage. And she'd get angry and tell me to work faster, that I was too slow. And finally, when I got paid, I didn't get my full pay. She would discount hours from my work. Once she took $30, and when I complained, she got angry.
In New York, Mexican migrants have one of the highest labor participation rates in the city. They are also disproportionately concentrated in low-wage jobs, a fact that drives the high rate of poverty among them, which stands at 34%, the highest in the city. That's because many of them are not paid New York's official minimum wage of $15 an hour, and in some cases, employers steal workers' wages as a form of intimidation. In late November, a small group of laundry workers at Wash Supply Laundromat in Manhattan demanded the city's $15 an hour minimum wage and the end to the abuse they suffer daily at the hands of their employers.
Talking to the owner gives me panic because he yells at us and calls us stupid.
Estúpidas. No.
How did you manage to muster up the courage to launch this protest?
We got tired of all the injustices and the respect that they didn't give us. We were afraid. It was nerve-wracking.
More than anything, I'm motivated because the owner wants us to work double time. But why should I work double time if the salary you pay me is not enough for me to lead a dignified life? All of this made me sick. Sometimes I got depressed. But then I said to myself, if I continue on this path, I'm not ever going to get out of this situation. I was also inspired by my coworkers because they said we're tired of so much abuse, of so many things they've done to us. So why don't we join forces and fight back?
Que me motivó fueron mis compañeras porque dijeron, "Oh, es que ya estamos cansadas de tanto abuso, de tantas cosas que nos han hecho. Entonces, ¿por qué no nos unimos? Unimos fuerzas entre todas."
Ahora sí también me cansé de tantos abusos que ellos han hecho con nosotras, de que siempre
We've always given the best of us, but nothing is ever perfect for them. Little by little, we started to give each other courage, and it took some time, but we finally launched a struggle, and we said it's time. There's no better time than now to raise our voices and let the owners know that we are not alone, and enough of so much abuse. During all these months, we've worked with them despite this pandemic, rain or shine, and you haven't recognized that sacrifice. But it's time that you recognize that without us, your business is nothing. My name is Yuriana. I have worked in this laundry for many years, and today I raise my voice along with my coworkers who are tired of being exploited day after day. We demand to be recognized as essential workers. They have not provided us with the safety equipment we need during this pandemic. They have discriminated against us. And on this day, we want to raise our voices for all those women who work in laundries in the city so that they will know that they are not alone, that there is a fight that they can also win, because this fight that we begin today is for each and every one of them. Thank you.
What is your demand and what do you want to achieve with your protest?
The first demand is that they pay us the minimum wage. Second, we want better conditions at work, that our rights be respected. We want the discrimination against us women to end, and we are asking that they recognize our union.
Would anyone like to add anything else?
Justicia.
Justice. May justice be done.
Justicia.